saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I grew up in a single-parent household. Just me, my sister, and my mom, with my grandpa occasionally lending a hand with parenting duties. And when I was about 4 or 5 years old, we were broken into. Twice. I didn't know all the details of the whole thing until years later. Like, I have vague memories of moving apartments and some cops coming over to the house, but I was pretty much kept in the dark until I was old enough to handle what had gone down.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
For the first break-in, we were all out grocery shopping, so my mom didn't realize anything had happened until we got home. There was an open window, open drawers, the way my grandpa tells it. It's like my mom interrupted them in the middle of doing something and they climbed out of a second floor window as soon as he'd heard us arrive. That, or whoever it was, just didn't care about people knowing he'd been there. The second break-in happened 3 months later, only this time the guy broke in at nighttime while we were all asleep. I had to get all this from my grandpa because, understandably, my mom hates talking about it. But the way he tells it, she basically woke up in the middle of the night and sensed a presence in the room with her. Not like a spirit or anything dumb like that. Like an actual person. Then, when she opened her eyes, there was someone standing next to her bed with something shiny in his hand. She told Grandpa she was literally frozen with terror. Couldn't move, couldn't talk. Literally petrified in the very sense of the word. Apparently the guy was mumbling something, but Mom couldn't remember exactly what. Then by the time she started begging him not to hurt her, she couldn't hear anything at all. My sister remembers walking into her room, thinking that she was having a nightmare. She asked Mom if she was okay. Mom threw the covers from over her head, saw the guy was gone, then noticed the second floor window was open where the guy had used the same escape route as the first break-in. She put my little sister back to bed. I obviously have no memory of this because I was asleep. She called 911, then she called my grandpa. Grandpa said the cops found faint, muddy footprints all over the house, including in our bedrooms, so he'd obviously taken his time exploring the place before he'd woken my mom up. Only, this guy hadn't just been exploring. He'd been very, very busy. And it actually took us a few days to uncover all the bizarre little things he'd done. Things which spoke to just how insane this person really was. The next day, when we noticed that the cat wouldn't touch her milk, Mom poured it out into the sink, thinking that it had gone sour, then got the distinct smell of bleach as she did so. She can't be certain, but she thinks the guy poured bleach into the cat's milk, wanting to kill it. Then, there was the cracked, empty eggs in the fridge. Not like cracked all the way, just little holes in the top with all the yolk and egg white missing. It's possible he just poured them down the sink, but Grandpa thinks the guy might have been sucking them raw. Not all that scary, I know, just freaky, you know? Mom says some meat was missing from the fridge too, raw meat. But I know Grandpa used to feed our cat from the fridge too, so we can't rule that out. A few days later, Grandpa came over in the evening for some dinner and offered to help prep for garbage day. He says one of the garbage cans spilled right as he got into the driveway, complains to my mom about tin cans in the garbage or whatever, and then goes on to clean up and finds what spilled it. Someone, presumably the guy who broke in, had thrown a pair of scissors in the trash, along with a clothing catalog he'd been cutting up. He cut the heads off almost every single model in that catalog, and the little paper heads were nowhere to be found. My grandpa thinks the guy took them as some kind of trophy, but who knows what he really did with them. Then there was the salt in my mom's work shoes, the knife missing from her knife block in the kitchen, obviously the shiny thing he'd been holding when she woke up to him in her room. Anyways, the cops got plenty of fingerprints, but whoever it was didn't have a record, and other than the muddy boot prints they found, there was nothing much to go on. So to this day, no one's been arrested for it, but my grandpa thinks he knows who it was. Years later, after we moved apartments twice in a bid to avoid the guy, a friend of a distant relative ended up getting locked up in some kind of psychiatric hospital. The guy had become obsessed with Alice in Wonderland, had all the books, multiple copies of them too, and all he ever talked about was the Looking Glass or Wonderland and all this stuff. It might just be a complete coincidence, but the thing is, that's my mom's name, Alice. She's over the whole thing now. It's been more than 20 years since all of that, but I know that if she doesn't like talking about it, even today, it had to have messed her up for a while.
Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel. Oh, if you want your broccoli to be served fresh, then don't forget to hit the bell icon. Keep munching.
So this all happened to my best friend back when she was like 15, way back in the mid-2000s. We live in rural Alabama, like right out in the middle of the sticks, and one Friday night, her dad gets a hankering for a basket of Royal Reds. They want to head out, but they also couldn't get a sitter at such a short notice. This suited my BFF, who was saying how she didn't need a babysitter, that she was basically a grown-up and could be trusted to be left home alone for the night. Her parents agree, but tell her she better be in bed and asleep by the time they get home, which would be sometime after 11 p.m. If she wasn't, she'd be grounded, but if she was, her mom told her that she'd take her shopping the next day. Pretty sweet deal, right? Home alone and a shopping spree. I'm swooning just thinking about it. Anyway, it comes the night of her parents' little dinner date. They give her some money for pizza, and she basically has the time of her life, watching whatever she wanted on the TV, pigging out on pizza and ice cream. She had the entire place to herself. All she had to do was be in bed by like 11:15, and she'd have herself half a whole new wardrobe. So the time comes, and she has the whole kitchen clean and tidy. Ice cream away, pizza boxes chucked in the trash, and she's all up in her PJs, mission accomplished. Then out of nowhere, she hears the front door to her home open and close, and footsteps down in the hallway. So she jumps into bed, turns off the lights, then lies in bed with her back to the bedroom door and pretends to be asleep. Sure enough, she hears her parents climbing the stairs quietly, shushing each other and giggling as they went. Obviously, they've been a little too liberal with their drinks, and in hindsight, maybe that's why they wanted her to be in bed by the time they came home, so she wouldn't be able to poke fun at them for being drunk. Anyway, she's still lying there, not making a sound, when she hears the handle of her bedroom door begin to turn. They're obviously checking to see if she's actually asleep, so she lies real still and doesn't make a sound. Then whoever it was who opened the door, either her mom or dad, they start creeping across the carpet towards her. Then when they reach her bedside, they lean over, stroke her hair a little, then give her a kiss on the side of the head. That confirmed that they had been drinking, because all she could smell was booze as whoever it was crept out of the room, and then there was silence again. Mom and Dad must have just gone right to bed to sleep off their margaritas, because she barely heard a thing after that. Maybe some stumbling to and from the bathroom, but apart from that, silence. She's actually kind of sleepy by that point, so she just lays there, drifts off, then wakes up bright and early the next morning, ready for her shopping trip reward. She rolls over, checks her phone, only to discover she has a bunch of texts from her mom, all timed for an hour or so after she'd fallen asleep. She opens them, half expecting a bunch of "You're an amazing daughter, I love you, XOXO" drunk texts, but in her half-asleep haze, what she reads makes no sense to her whatsoever. The message read something like, "Honey, I'm sorry if we worried you, but we saw Aunt Barb and her new boyfriend and we totally lost track of time. We're staying in a motel tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow around 12. Promise. then we can go to that shopping trip. I can only imagine what that must have been like at the time, but my friend said the information was a square peg and her brain was a round hole. It just wouldn't fit. Her parents had come all the way home, then gone back out again. But why? She texts her mom like, "Did you come home last night?" And as she does, she said she felt her heart begin to pound in her chest. Because if she said no, she was either lying, or it wasn't either of her parents in the house the night before. It was a complete stranger. As soon as that horrible penny really dropped for her, she called her mom in a panic, who obviously then told her to call the cops ASAP. But when they got there, there was nothing to tell them how this stranger had gotten in, if anything was taken, or how they'd gotten out. My friend swears that she'd heard the front door close quietly. But if that was the case, how did the guy get a copy of the front door key? Even scarier is their security cameras didn't record anyone walking up their driveway, and there's literally no other way to get to the front of the property without being caught on it. It 100% wasn't some kind of dream either, because someone had evidently, and very quietly, gone through her mom's clothes at some point during the night. No one was ever caught over it. The cops didn't even have a suspect, and I don't believe my friend would just make something up like that. Like, she was really actually upset about it for a really long time, and unless the whole thing is an elaborate cover story for something else, then it really did happen. It just freaks me out thinking the guy is still out there, and that he's that good at being a freaking creep, that he can do all that stuff and stay totally undetected. Just the thought of it makes my skin crawl.